You're with SBS Radio.
Ahead of Tuesday's budget, the government announced a one-off payment to help with the cost of power bills. An energy assistance payment of $75 for singles and $125 for couples will be paid into the bank accounts of 3.9 million veterans, carers, single parents, aged pensioners, and people receiving the disability support pension before July. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg told the Nine Network the government is taking action on reducing power prices.
This is money that is going to go into people's pockets to help meet the cost of their next power bill. At the same time, we're taking action on a number of fronts to reduce energy prices. Last year, we saw prices come down in July. On the 1st of January, we saw standing offers come down by around 15%. And then from the 1st of July, we're putting in place a default price, which can see families
but
about a couple hundred bucks
better off. But wholesale prices continue to rise, so eventually, so will retail prices, won't they?
Well, we've actually seen prices come down as a result of the actions we've taken.
But opposition leader Bill Shorten said it showed that the government knows that it doesn't have an energy policy.
Today, this government's rushed out an election con. $75 for pensioners, that's nice. But that doesn't make up for 6 years of rising electricity prices. It doesn't make up for increases in the cost of living. It doesn't make up for the increase in the cost of seeing a doctor or a specialist.
Politicians on Sunday did the rounds of the political talk shows with upbeat assessments of their party's achievements as well as promises. Finance Minister Matthias Coman said that the budget that will be delivered is based on realistic forecasts, including a surplus.
You know, the most recent update in terms of 2018-19 was in the half-yearly budget update. That showed that the deficit had reduced all the way down to $5.2 billion, the lowest deficit, in a very, very long time. And as we've forecast for some time now, we are forecasting a surplus for 2019-20. And the specific numbers in terms of this financial year and next financial year and beyond will be delivered on Tuesday.
Labor, meanwhile, said it will deliver its own budget just months after the federal election, expected in May if the party wins power. Opposition Treasurer Chris Bowen told the ABC's Insiders program that Labor will release a major economic statement in the first quarter of the next financial year. He said his party has taken tough policy decisions under Bill Shorten's leadership.
But we do recognise the need, particularly in an era of low wages growth and the cost of living pressures, everything going up except for people's wages, carefully targeted tax relief for lower middle income earners is important for the economy as well.
Labor had announcements of its own, including a pledge to appoint a woman as the next Governor General and introduce gender neutral applications so employees do not know an applicant's gender before their interview. It also pledged to introduce a national ban on lightweight, single-use plastic bags and microbeads from 2021 and a strategy to slash waste and promote recycling. Labour Environment spokesperson Tony Burke said federal leadership on the environment issue will ensure Australia plays its critical role.
So in short, we end up with a situation where we play our role in recycling, where we have a waste commissioner providing federal leadership, getting around the problem that's plagued us for years, where it was always someone else's fault, and where on the world stage, Australia becomes a nation, instead of relying on someone else to solve it, where we're playing our role on making sure that we can't continue down this headlong path to where, by 2050, as I say, the plastic in the ocean weighs more than the fish.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.